Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's looking steady right now, so we're good. And they can hear you, so that's good. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, well, it really was me. I was an idiot. I had the volume muted. All right, here we go. Okay, so listen, welcome to the Armand Wiggins Show. We are live with a special guest. This is our second time. I know you guys probably got this notification a million times, but listen, we have Dr. Miami in the building. You guys all know him, celebrity plastic surgeon to the stars, to all of Hollywood pretty much. And he's here with us to share some knowledge on the BBL, lipo, and what's the nose job called, Dr. Miami? Rhinoplasty. And Dr. Miami says that he is here and willing to take some phone calls. So the lines will be open, okay? So as much as technology is on our side, we have Dr. Miami here to answer some questions that you guys want to know. All right, so let's just get right into it since this is our second time, Dr. Miami. How are you today? How does a person get into like doing something like that? Is that something that you've always wanted to do? Yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's very dangerous. And so you actually started the World Association of Gluten Surgeons. Yeah. And so what is the safest way possible? Just pretty much, yeah, tell us. Are you serious? I have a question about that. Now, what is it? Is it safer to get that kind of procedure done here in the States, or like versus going like Brazil or Mexico or like Dominican Republic? Okay. Right. Yeah, that actually makes sense. And so you do a lot of different celebrity clients, from A-listers to reality stars. Okay, so speaking of Bad Girls Club, you did what's her name? I'm posting them up on the screen. You'll probably, when you go back, you did the Victor twins. Now, tell me about the Victor twins, because they loved you. And then, okay. Karen, your nurse Karen. Okay. Well, because they liked you at first, and then they didn't like you. Now they're saying that they gave them a botch job, and I guess apparently they tried to go to botch, but they weren't that bad. Yeah, you're not botched enough. So do you get that, though? Do you get that sometimes people just decide maybe like, oh, I don't really want this, or it wasn't what I expected, so then people try to blame you? Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then you did Mariah Lynn too? You did Mariah Lynn too, right? From Love & Hip Hop? Did you do her boobs or butt? They look good. No, I didn't hear that. Uh-huh. Not to be like a complete perv or anything, but when you see these girls' booties and boobs, like, does it do anything for you? I know you're married, but is it kind of like weird you get to touch boobs all day? Right. Right. So, Do you ever like have the models come over, or have your mom or your wife come look at them, or does she ever like you know, like is she ever, does she ever want to see what you've done? Just asking. All right. Okay, so you have such a great personality. Do you think that sometimes people might be afraid to like work with you because they may think that you're just a social media doctor? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and I want to talk about. Oh, you also did Sky. Sky's the you did her vaginal rejuvenation. Oh, you did everything for her, boobs, butt, everything. What? Okay, so what's labiaplasty? What is that? Okay. Okay. All right, where it doesn't look like it's been beat up. Oh. Right. Okay, and so, you know, I have a lot of women that are of a particular age. We talked about this earlier. And so is there a age limit on where, you know, where you won't do that kind of procedure? Because it seems like... Okay. For everything. Okay. So if a woman that was over 50, she wanted something from you, is there anything you can give her? Like, there's no recommendation? Botox. Okay. Okay. And now we talked a little bit about Kay Michelle yesterday. So can you tell us about, like, you know, how some of these celebrities are going out and basically saying, you know, they're against the butt implants or the BBL? Like, what do you say to those different celebrities? Well, in 60 seconds, tell us what's the difference, because a lot of us don't know that. Do you do that? Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I had a friend die from that. Like, he died. Yeah, he died. You know what? Go ahead. Yeah, I know a lot of transgenders have gotten that done. They get that done. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you another question. Is there a such thing of being too young to get these kind of different surgeries? Okay. Uh-huh. Now, do you do full-on sex changes as well, or no? All right. Right. Okay. So there's a lot of there's men now getting lipo. Do you do that? So what is lipo and what is male lipo? Okay. So you never did a lipo on Drake. Okay. Right. All right. All right, I have another question. This was sent in from one of my subscribers, okay? And they wanted to ask you, they said, this comes from Miriam out of New York City. She says, Kanye West put on his album cover a picture of the surgeon that performed his mom's surgery, which eventually led to her death. This made the surgeon speak out, and he basically stated the cause of Dondra's death was secondary to the aftercare staff she hired an unnoticed post-operative complications. With many of the stories on the internet involving aftercare, caregivers, and post-op complications, and the increased concerns of BBL-related mortality rates, should mandates for safer practice of the BBL procedure be changed to require at least 24 hours observation care from the surgeon's practice?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that aftercare. So when somebody gets a BBL by you, they have to stay around for 72 hours. So if I flew out there, yeah. Okay, and then so moving on, before we take a couple of questions from our people that's watching, I was on your Snapchat the other day. While we have about 800 people watching us right now, so that's good. So that's what I was talking about, right? So now men can get their penis longer or bigger. I think I want to get that operation. But that looked disgusting. I seen it. And it got big too. Yes. Right. Are you going to learn that? And you'll still be able to get an erection and go to the bathroom? You're still able to get an erection and go to the bathroom normally? Okay. Yeah. I feel like maybe I should probably wait like another 10 years before I decide something like that, because he's like the first one, you know what I mean? So people... Right. How much? Well, so people are asking, how much is that? $15,000 for. Yeah, true. All right. So no. Listen, it was pretty incredible. You guys, if you're not following Dr. Miami on Snapchat, you should follow him. Now, listen, it's some cringeworthy stuff on it. I was literally throwing up, like literally gagging. When did you? Did you ever go through that, or no? You just were always able to just look at people just in. Okay, so all right, Dr. Miami. So now this is the time where we'll try to take some callers. Okay, so call that number, mute your microphone. And then we'll take some calls from the people. Okay. Yeah, all right. Now dial the number 563-999-3658. And you guys can super chat your last four if you guys have a question. Oh, is this him?
Hello.
Hello? Is this Dr. Miami?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So we are going to take a caller really quick, okay? Let's do this one here. Area code 217, last four, 1703. You're live on the air.
Hi, Arnold.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Miami.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I have a question for you. Would you take a client that looks like Little Kim? And if you know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about her face.
Yeah.
It looks horrible. Have you taken clients
that? Okay, so I have seen clients like that. I don't take on clients like that because that's not my area of expertise. There are people that specifically deal with complicated facial aesthetic surgery. That's not my bag, you know? If I had to, you know, if somebody put a gun to my head, yeah, I can I can make a game plan and do something, but I wouldn't take that on as a primary thing. You know what I mean?
Now, I have a question. As a plastic surgeon, why does her face look like it's poof, like so poofy? It's like a if you put a needle in it, it's gonna explode. Why does it look like that?
Well, okay. The short
turn
answer,
your volume
you know,
up,
Dr.
Miami.
My volume up? Well, can
okay.
you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So the short answer is that as we get older, right, we lose fat in our face. We lose volume in our face, right? So the skin starts to sag. So what we try to do to, you know, undo that aging process is kind of puff it up either with fat or fillers or something else to try to, you know, tent the skin back up. And sometimes you put too much in. And it gets a little bit tight, and people say no. And also, there's clients that it's just hard to say no to. You know, like, especially celebrities. They can be very demanding, and they're used to getting their own way. And nobody says no to them. And with unlimited money and unlimited contacts, they'll find somebody that's willing to continue to do things to them that they think make them look better, but that the rest of us kind of look, step back and go, huh, maybe she should have stopped a few and syringes ago, you know, but she's not the only one. There's a lot of, it happens to a lot of celebrities, happens to a lot of people, you know, in general. And look, in the end of the day, if they like the way they look, that's what's important. You know what I mean? It's beauty is it's a state of mind in a lot of ways, you know, it's about their own self-confidence. If she feels good and they feel good, who are we to, you know, who are we to judge them, you know, beyond that, right?
Now, have you ever had a client come into your office with dents and craters in their body, like someone like, say, T.S. Madison, who looks like she just has Fix-A-Flat in her ass? Have you ever had a client
okay, hold
like
on,
that?
Hold on. Okay. Go ahead.
So I have had patients come in with dents and all kinds of issues. The problem is this. You know, when you inject silicone or other foreign substances into the butt or anywhere – They're very unpredictable. So, you know, like I said before, 7 out of 10 people can do it and get away with it. It looks fine and feels fine. But the other 30% or 40%, the body makes a reaction to it. And that reaction can lead to inflammation to make it tender, make it red, make it raised. And so the areas where the injections are can look different than the areas around it. And that causes some crazy looking dimpling and weird stuff.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Brian, we have another one. All right.
Was she not being serious? Was that a serious question?
No, she was being serious. She was being serious. I'm like,
right.
Oh, shit. 917-4973, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi. Hey, what's going on?
Hi. So I have two questions for Dr. Miami. The first one is, what is your medical opinion regarding longevity, because we see all these girls running to get their bodies done, and I'm just curious from a medical standpoint,
right,
how long do these procedures last? Do you have to get maintenance? Are there things that you have to worry about down the line?
Yes and yes. Okay, so as far as longevity goes, obviously it depends on the person and depends on the operation. But absolutely, it's like a car. You know, it's like you may leave here with a Ferrari, but you still have to change the tires, you still have to change the oil, you still got to take care of it and wash it. And it's not a miracle. Plastic surgery does not stop the aging process cold. So
right,
you'll have to work out. And yes, for example, like breast implants, right? For a lot of women, 10 or 15 years later, just gravity, maybe having babies, breastfeeding, your body's going to change, and you'll probably have to replace them or lift your breasts or do something. So you definitely, you know, need to think about that when you're timing your surgery. Yeah, if you're going to have babies next year, probably don't do your breasts now. Wait till you're done having kids and then do them, because things are going to change. When it comes to the booty actually ages fairly well. Not really any different than if you didn't have a fat transfer. On the other hand, it doesn't last forever. In other words, your butt will not stay looking like it is at 25, at 65. You know, things are going to change.
Right.
And then mainly
so that's
they're
why
they're
we see, like,
aging.
Celebrities, like, having to disappear for a couple months because they're getting their butt redone or
something
like that.
because we're watching them age in real time. You know, we know Kim Kardashian for how many years now, you know, so we've seen her have to go through babies and surgery and all. And so we're seeing the natural aging process. It's not like the only exception is J-Lo. I think she made a deal with the devil. I don't know what she did.
Yeah,
J-Lo looks amazing.
Dr. Miami, is this one is kind of less medical, but I am very interested in your opinion because as someone who loves like hip hop culture and black culture, Dr. Miami, you have infiltrated like the discussion. You really have made an impact in our culture because I feel like you're the one name that everyone always refers to. Like
everyone
knows. Lots of
Thank you.
Songs,
it's
like,
my honor. It's my honor. It's really my
love
honor.
You. And so my question is, how do you think that procedures like the BBL have affected American culture?
Oh, it's not just American culture, world culture. It has come, you know, from an American, let's say, subcultural phenomenon to a world phenomenon. And surgeons from China, from the Philippines, coming over to learn how to do the operation, from Australia, Europe, everywhere. Europe is the last to catch on. You know, Europe is like the last place for some reason that is able to like really penetrate. But everywhere else in the world, it's come from here. But you know what? That America is fantastic at exporting cultural phenomena. You know what I mean? Like we set the pace for the rest of the world.
And I wonder what you think about how, like, the discussion around, like, black women's bodies and how, like, it seems like there's a phenomenon now where, like, non-black women are super passionate about creating that type of shape as opposed to, like, I'm sure, like, my parents' generation, there was a lot of pressure on women of color to kind of slim down and have the Naomi look as opposed to, you know, the Nicki Minaj look and what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, look, I grew up in the 80s, so I remember the you know, where like the skinny model look was in. I really think that was just a blip on the radar as far as the history of aesthetic beauty. Because if you go back to the 40s and 50s, the ideal shape were these curvy pinup girls, always.
Exactly.
And if you go back further in history, you know, hundreds of years, thousands of years, all the fertility dolls you find all over the world, they're all curvy figures. There's no fertility statue where that's like looks like a boy. They're all curvy with voluptuous breasts and big. I mean, no matter where you go on the planet. So I feel like the 80s or the 70s was like some kind of aberration, you know. I've always liked curvy women, and my wife is curvy. God bless her.
Thank you, caller. Great questions. Beautiful questions. Thanks
Thank
for getting
you.
Those out.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So speaking of Kim, so Dr. Miami, did you do Kim Kardashian's butt? Can we get a yes or a no on that?
I can't comment on celebrities. I really. The only the ones that have put their names out there and have attached themselves to my name can I comment on yes or no, period.
Okay.
Let's put it like that, okay?
Okay, so you can't comment on
because,
that. Okay.
Because there are some celebrities that are very, very open about their surgery, and there are some celebrities that literally want me to, you know, close the office and have them come in on a Sunday up the back elevator dressed like a, you know, you know, on a gurney. Like they're just a dead body. I mean, like it's crazy how people will do.
And why is that? It's not
surgery.
Like we can't tell. You know what I mean? It's like you can kind of tell still. You know?
I don't know. I think it's their own hangup. It's just they're in their head. They feel like they're less than because they had surgery. But I think that's silly.
A few years back, you got in. You and Nicki Minaj had a little thing because you had a picture of her in your office, and she assumed that you alluded to the fact that you had did her butt.
No.
And so you didn't do Nicki Minaj's butt. What happened with that?
No. Okay, so I have a collection of autographs of all kinds of celebrities. You know, from Lucille Ball. You know, men and women. And I was going through my autograph picture collection. It's not in the office, up on the wall or anything. I'm going through picture after picture, and I'm a Nicki Minaj fan. What do you want from me? You know, so I have
right.
that. And And one of her fans saw it, sent it to her, and I guess she was in a bad mood that day. But man, I got dragged big time.
Yeah, but you did the dragging back when they showed that picture of a less than flattering, and then you were like, Nikki, I'm out of town. Actually, I have the tweet. Let me see the doctor. You said, too bad I'm booked till 2019, Nikki.
Well, look, you got to have fun on the internet, right? Right? Come on. Yeah,
but
fun.
In hindsight, you guys are good now, right? Everything is cool.
Yeah,
we love
good.
Nikki
we're
here.
Everything's cool. I got no ill will. I'm a fan, like I said, a fan. But you know, for a minute, I felt like you ever see the movie The Incredibles? You know, where like the villain was like actually this biggest fan of the superheroes, but then when he turned on him, he became right. So for a minute, I was like, what? You know. I'm a fan of big butt women. What do you want from me? You know. So
and then, nothing. You said that her butt was the ideal butt. So a lot of people will be like, "Give me the Nicki Minaj booty," or do they say like, "Give me the Kim Kardashian booty" or Nicki Minaj booty?
I mean, for a while it was 50-50. It was like Nicki or Kim. Those were like the two. Now there's a lot more options though because of Instagram. Nowadays,
there's the Black China booty. I'm not really the biggest fan of the Black China booty. It's a little different because I like when the booties match the hips. You get what I'm saying? But when there's just a big booty and the skinny legs, it doesn't really look that good. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, everybody has different flavors, you know, whatever you like.
All right. Let's take one more, Dr. Miami, and I'll let you go. All right. So we have 3016. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Hi, Dr. Miami.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I have two quick questions. So my daughter watches you incessantly. She's of age. And got me kind of hooked on you, too. Is there a BMI beyond what you would do safely do liposuction?
That's a great question. In my practice, it's 30.
Okay. Mm. And then my other quick question is this. So I'm a woman of a certain age. So I know you wouldn't maybe necessarily operate on me, but if I were wanting to do, you know, either breast augmentation or breast lift, which would you recommend for women of a certain age, one over the other?
So breast lift or breast lift versus breast implant, breast augmentation with an implant. So the answer is it depends on where your nipples are, your areola nipple complex is relative to the fold underneath your breast. So once the nipple drops below the fold, and you can just put your fingers underneath your fold and kind of put your fingers on your nipple. And if they don't meet, if they're not like parallel, or if the nipple's below that point, then you need a lift. And if you're empty up top and you don't have enough volume, then you also need an implant at the same time. If, on the other hand, you've just kind of been deflated from having babies, in other words, nipple's in the same place it was before, but like it looks like there's just extra skin and the nipple hasn't fallen, then you can just put an implant in. So you can look in the mirror and measure yourself and see. Which is better, but obviously go to a plastic surgeon and get their opinion too. But it's not unsafe, but it has to be done in the right place. You have to be done. You have to have a proper medical clearance. You know, we talked earlier about Kanye West's mom and the tragedy that happened to her after her surgery. You need to make sure that all your medical ducks are in a row before you have elective surgery after a certain age.
Right. Awesome. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Is that all you had?
You're welcome.
Wow. Yes, that's all I had. I'm not trying to do anything crazy.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Dr. Miami, you good?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, we have one. We have a couple more. You just let me know.
How much time you got left? Watch here. Oh man,
we
it's
got. All right, so we got time for one more.
One more.
Okay, one more. All right. 646-6237. You're live on the air.
Hi.
What's going on? Make it quick.
Hi, Dr. Miami. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm supposed to be going to the hospital pretty soon. I'm calling from New York City. I'm supposed to be going to the hospital pretty soon to get a top surgery. Now, what's the difference of double D and triple D?
What's it mean, double D and triple D? I mean, it's the size, usually about 100 cc's is the implant. But it's going to be difficult to go for a triple D right away. You might need to, you know, kind of step up because the skin might not expand enough to get that size implant in right away. So speak with your surgeon. Speak with your surgeon and make sure there's enough skin there to get triple D in.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Miami, I'm going to hang this up. Unmute your microphone.
Okay, hold on.